Ramsey TV.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is going to be short, I hope. I am in Cody, Wyoming. Today I fly home. It's been a nice trip. I'm here to spend time with the kids. That's it. I'm not interested in any part of the earth anymore. I'm not interested in driving around in a car. It does give you a nice perspective. It makes you appreciate being home. But again, I'm here for the kids. So I guarantee you I'm not on vacation. Because vacation to me is not vacation. It's a trial. But that's okay. Like I said, I love spending time with the kids, and it's been wonderful. You know, you'll never regret spending time with family. So, yeah, last night in Salt Lake City, long day yesterday. I had a spiritual crisis yesterday, and I want to talk to you about it. I haven't talked to anybody about it. I shut down yesterday. I couldn't talk after I found this out. I had to buy two of those little wine cup things in order to check out a little bit. Let me tell you some personal things, okay? I have to get this out. This is a spiritual battle. We're in a spiritual battle against Satan, against ignorance, against people who, with whitewashed wall, are truly accomplices of Satan. Now, when my wife, when the mother of my children, kicked me out of her life with no recourse for me, the first thing she did was start going to church. Desperately needed and wanted to be accepted. She has no interest in standing out, being different than anybody else. Just kind of like a chameleon skin that would get along. Wants to get along with everybody. Wants to please everybody. And here's the shock. All right. Yesterday, I don't want to say how I had this thought. But I just wondered if she now believed in eternal torment. I'll say this too, that all throughout our marriage, I could never explain, I tried over and over again. She never understood identification with Christ. I felt bad for her. She was always so frustrated. What does it mean? What do you mean we're crucified with Christ? What do you mean we're identified with Christ in his death, his entombment, and his resurrection? And I couldn't, with all the powers I have of being able to explain complex things in a simple way, being able to make sense, I tried every approach, every trick in my bag to make someone understand that, and she never did understand it. And I began to wonder if my own wife, I didn't wonder this until after she broke up our family. I didn't wonder this until afterwards that I wonder if she was ever even in the body of Christ. And the shock there was, how can you really, in a sense, be living with the enemy? I don't know. So anyway, when somebody snaps right back to church, that tells you something. Christian religion is run by a false god, probably Baal Peor, one of the false gods, one of the big false gods runs Christianity. And to want that comfort, because we know that Satan designs his deceptions to be to look acceptable, to look comfortable, to be the path of least resistance. And for an entire marriage, my wife supported my work. Didn't like me getting into it. It was a big struggle for her. Because I quit a legitimate, quote, legitimate, unquote, job with the U.S. Postal Service, of course, security, comfort, and all that. I get it. I get that. And I quit it in order to do this because I had a passion to share the truth with people. It was struggle for her. I told her it was a struggle for me, too. Struggle for me, too. I said, it's not like it's you against me. It's me and you against God. Because I'm, in a sense, being pushed, dragged into this by God. I want to do it, but God's given me that desire. She went along with it to her credit, but I'm wondering now if the whole support for 25 years of me going to conferences with my family, my writing, I wonder if any of it ever made sense to her at all. So yesterday, I said to her, and I'm looking down at my text exchange right now on my computer. I said, "Hi, Marcia. I hope you don't mind if I ask you a personal question. Do you now believe in eternal torment?" Here's how I'm sharing personal information. I don't care. I need the support of the body of Christ. I need to share this with you. Because many of you are facing what is really, in effect, is rejection. Worse than that, it's being turned on, being, I can't even think of the word now, it's 5:30 in the morning, turned on, being, what did Judas do to Christ? He betrayed. That's the word I want. Here's her answer. Again, the question. "Hi, Marcia. I hope you don't mind if I ask you a personal question. Do you now believe in eternal torment?" Here's her answer. Short answer is that, this is her short answer. Short answer is that I believe God is the powerful source of light and love His creation needs for spiritual life. And His Son's accomplishment on the cross is the way we receive it by the power of Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. No, Marcia, no. The short answer was, of course I don't believe in eternal torment. What kind of a question is that? That's the short answer. Or the short answer is, hell no. Put a little joke in there, put a little pun. I knew when I read this, it's of course she believes in eternal torment. That's not the answer of someone who doesn't believe in it anymore. I can't tell you the effect this had on me. It was a punch in the gut. It was like, how many betrayals do you have to endure in this life, really? I mean, I'm not married to her anymore. And I explained this to the kids yesterday. I explained this to my son and my daughter-in-law. It's like, kids, I'm in exile. I mean, we got into a pretty good personal conversation. I can talk with my son like this, with all my sons like this. I said, don't make any mistake. I've been in exile for 11 years. I'm supposed to be in Greenwich, Ohio, growing old with your mother. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what I want to be doing. But God has another path for me. I understand that. This is His will. But I'm just trying to keep it. I'm trying to do my job and keep it together. Short answer is, I believe God is, this is a religious answer. This is an evasion. This is nothing but, really, I mean, I'm no dummy. I can read between the lines. Short answers, I believe God is the powerful source. No, you just say, of course I don't believe in eternal torment. Short answers, I believe God is the powerful source of light and love His creation needs for spiritual life. This is a political answer using Christian phraseology. I can't stand hiding your dark opinions behind phraseology, behind jargon. They call it Christianese. God is the powerful source of light and love His creation needs, and His Son's accomplishment on the cross is the way we receive it. Just say that you believe in the salvation of all. Just say. But you don't. You don't, because that's not acceptable. How can you sit in any kind of assembly, knowing that the people you are sitting with believe in this shit, in this diabolical, demonic teaching of eternal torment. It's because the whole time you were feigned, feigned believer. You just go with the wind, whatever way the wind blows. And of course, her life with me, I was anything but a conformist. I was anything but someone who wanted to look good, someone who cared about other people's opinions. So it was very difficult for her to be with me on that grounds. And when you get right down to it, everything that resulted in that horrible, everything that contributed to that horrible result was me naturally swimming with sharks. And of course, calling her out to the deep water because I want to be with my wife. Why do you get married if you're not with your wife? I could never have understood why to be married if you're not going to spend time together. I wanted to spend every minute with my wife. Called her out to the deep water. And of course, all she wanted to be was a good Christian wife, quote unquote. And so she went with me everywhere. But little did I know that the whole time she's out there with me, swimming in the deep water with a shark, she has a giant elastic band around her leg attached to the shore. She's struggling with things that come easily and naturally to me. And I'm like, are you okay, honey? Are you okay, babe? Yeah, I'm fine. Always a fair face in the flesh. Always a fair face in the flesh. That's how these things work. But never comfortable with it, never good with it. Never understood Paul. Probably believed in eternal torment the whole damn time. I don't understand how somebody... It's either that she believed in the salvation of all and then got talked out of it by satanic people disguised as Christians. Or she never believed it, even though her dad was the one who convinced me of it. So I got one son becoming a leader in the Christian religion, the most satanic organization on the face of the earth. And now this, I don't know. Did the wine help me? Hell no. I took a nap in the back of the car while my son drove, but to me, this is just like, we're alone, man. I mean, we have each other, but this walk is just full of betrayals, full of, like, they're dropping like flies. They're dropping like flies. What the hell's going on here? Except they're falling to the left, they're falling to the right. I do feel like Elijah. They tore down your altars. They joined your enemy. They've joined your enemy. They've denied your power. I alone am left. That's how I feel. Me and you. Me and you. We alone are left. God says, hey, don't worry, kid. You walk the walk. Keep your eyes centered on me. I have other people. And you're talking to them now, kid. You're talking to them now. And I'm talking to you. And I needed to share this with you. I'm distraught about it. Punching the gut. I couldn't talk for 3 hours. Me and my son, we have a great rapport. We're joking with each other all the time. But after this, I just sat in the back seat, just stared out the window. I just tried to get a little bit intoxicated. Didn't work. I got a nap out of it, but shit. Anyway, I fly home today happy for that. Believe me, I'm not on vacation. I'm spending time with my kids, which has been rewarding. I wouldn't have it any other way, but I'm not into the travel. Not into it. Now I got to fight the mask freaks on the airplane. All right. I love you all. God bless you. Thanks for listening to me. I know you all are having your own problems too. It might help you to know I'm having mine. I don't know. Misery loves company. But we're plugged into the mind of God. So there you go. We have a friend in Christ and in God. And we're going to make it through this. And we're not going to deny God and Christ. We're not going to deny what happened on the cross. God bless you.